and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And the fourth row, a beryl, and an onyx, and a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosings. And with the one lamb a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ounces of gold in their enclosings. But in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord withal. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savour. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. On the fourth day Eliezer, the son of Shedeur, prince of the children of Reuben, did offer. The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Then shall he that offereth his offering unto the Lord bring a meat offering of 1/10 deal of flour, mingled with the fourth part of an hin of oil. And the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering shalt thou prepare with a burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. And 1/10 part of an ephah of flour for a meat offering, mingled with the fourth part of an hin of beaten oil. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of an hin for the one lamb. In the holy place shalt thou cause the strong wine to be poured unto the Lord for a drink offering. And their drink offerings shall be half an hin of wine unto a bullock, and the third part of an hin unto a ram, and a fourth part of an hin unto a lamb. This is the burnt offering of every month throughout the months of the year. And on the fourth day 10 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. And the fourth lot came out to Issachar for the children of Issachar according to their families. And it came to pass on the fourth day, when they arose early in the morning, that he rose up to depart. And the damsel's father said unto his son-in-law, Comfort thine heart with a morsel of bread, and afterward go your way. And the servant answered Saul again, and said, Behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way. And the fourth, Adonijah the son of Haggith, and the fifth, Shephatiah the son of Abital. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Ziph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. So also made he for the door of the temple posts of olive tree, a fourth part of the wall. In the fourth year was the foundation of the house of the Lord laid, in the month Ziph. And Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab king of Israel. And there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it, until an ass's head was sold for 40 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a cab of dove's dung for 5 pieces of silver. And the Lord said unto Jehu, Because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in mine eyes, and hast done unto the house of Ahab according to all that was in mine heart, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he spake unto Jehu, saying, Thy sons shall sit on the throne of Israel unto the fourth generation. And so it came to pass. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Hezekiah, which was the seventh year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And on the ninth day of the fourth month the famine prevailed in the city, and there was no bread for the people of the land. Nethaneel the fourth, Radai the fifth, the third Absalom, the son of Amechah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adonijah, the son of Haggith. And the sons of Josiah were, the firstborn Johanan, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shalom, Noah the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. Mishmana the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamim the fourth, the third to Haram, the fourth to Seorim. And the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamim the fourth to Izrai, he, his sons and his brethren were 12. And the sons of Meshelemiah were Zechariah the firstborn, Jediael the second, Zebediah the third, Jethaniel the fourth. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Shemaiah the firstborn, Jehozabad the second, Joah the third, and Sichar the fourth, and Nethaneel the fifth, Hilkiah the second, Tebaliah the third, Zechariah the fourth. All the sons and brethren of Hosa were 13. The fourth captain for the fourth month was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebediah his son after him, and in his course were 24,000. And he began to build in the second day of the second month, in the fourth year of his reign. And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Berekah, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of the same place was called the Valley of Berekah unto this day. Now on the fourth day was the silver and the gold and the vessels weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Meremoth the son of Uriah the priest. And with him was Eleazar the son of Phinehas, and with them was Jozabad the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah the son of Benui, Levites. Now in the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloths and earth upon them. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day. And another 1/4 part they confessed and worshipped the Lord their God. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the 4th year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah, that was the 1st year of Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon. And it came to pass the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the 4th year and in the 5th month, that Hananiah, the son of Azar, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto me in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and of all the people, saying, And it came to pass in the 4th year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, And in the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the 4th month, the 9th day of the month, the city was broken up. The word that Jeremiah the prophet spake unto Baruch the son of Neriah, when he had written these words in a book at the mouth of Jeremiah in the 4th year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Against Egypt, against the army of Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, smote in the 4th year, of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah. The word which Jeremiah the prophet commanded Seraiah the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, when he went with Zedekiah the king of Judah into Babylon in the 4th year of his reign. And this Seraiah was a quiet prince. And in the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month, in the 5th day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Kibar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. And every one had 4 faces. The first face was the face of a cherub, and the second face was the face of a man, and the third the face of a lion, and the fourth the face of an eagle. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. He answered and said, Lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. Thus he said, The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And now will I show thee the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet 3 kings in Persia, and the fourth shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength through his riches he shall stir up all against the realm of Grecia. And in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. And it came to pass in the fourth year of King Darius, that the word of the Lord came unto Zechariah in the fourth day of the 9th month, even in Chislu. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, The fast of the 4th month, and the fast of the 5th, and the fast of the 7th, and the fast of the 10th, shall be to the house of Judah joy and gladness and cheerful feasts. Therefore love the truth and peace. And in the 4th watch of the night Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the 4th watch of the night he cometh unto them walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the 4th beast was like a flying eagle. And when he had opened the 4th seal, I heard the voice of the 4th beast say, Come and see. And I looked, and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the 4th part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And the 4th angel sounded, and the 3rd part of the sun was smitten, and the 3rd part of the moon, and the 3rd part of the stars. So as the 3rd part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a 3rd part of it, and the night likewise. And the 4th angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The 1st foundation was jasper, the 2nd sapphire, the 3rd a chalcedony, the 4th an emerald,